Okay, we are in our class number 7. Today's date is January the 5th, 2017 of our Spiritual Power for Success Momentum course. We've got a lot to cover today, so I'm going to zip through our content. Let's go ahead, and this time we'll start with the soul alignment, then we'll read our purpose statements, then we're going to do a lot of review so that I can get to a feel for where you're all at and can answer any questions, then we're going to go into the new content. So go ahead, please, and go into your sacred space. Let me know when you've done the complete soul alignment protocol. In the usual way, just say ready, and you know that I will then ask for your experience. I'll be quiet while you go ahead and do that. Ready. Thank you.
Ready.
Great. So who would like to go first to give you what your experience was this time in going through all the steps of the protocol?
I kind of did a head start because I spent 10 minutes just collecting my thoughts and kind of meditating beforehand. So I was anticipating that we were going to hit the ground running. And so doing it now is just reinforcing this feeling of anticipation and excitement. And my angels came to say, okay, we're the reinforcements, but you don't need it because you're going into battle with Sasha.
Yeah. Oh, great. Just what I want to, just the way I want to be perceived, going into battle with Sasha. All righty.
But it's that you've got our back.
And oh, yeah. Thank you.
And that's it.
Well, and it's true. You know, I've said it before. I am a warrior angel. I finally figured out how to identify this mixture of my essence. And I do have your back, and I will fight for what's right, and that's what everybody can count on me for. So, yes. Great. All right, Barb, you're up, my dear. Your experience.
Well, when I was igniting the blue flame to surround me. I have on a long sweater coat right now, and I said, "Yeah, this is like that, you know, feeling all cozy and protected." And so that was a different experience, and that was pretty neat. And then,
wait, time. What was a different experience? What did you say that was a different experience besides the sweater coat part?
Well, that idea coming to my mind, and it being sort of more of a visual thing than I usually experience.
Okay, so you're saying that you got a little more visual in there and not just the somatic, physical tingling, in your case, the tingling. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Awesome. Yay. Well, remember I said, let's see if you're going to start opening up some of your other channels. Remember I said that to you, your visual and also your auditory? Yeah?
Yes.
Great. Great.
So yes, and then as you say, the usual tingling kicked right in though. The minute I said, "Come on in," and they came in.
Great. Beautiful. So do you feel better, or do you feel how would you say it has affected your mood?
It has improved it. I'm lighter and feeling more optimistic and ready to plunge in.
Great. And what did you feel before?
Well, thinking, oh no, you know, it's time to get together, and I don't feel ready, and you know, so this was a nice calming and encouraging.
Okay, beautiful. Wonderful. I'm so happy for you, Barb. You know, more of that for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, ladies, so let's begin with our checklist, and let's have you start off each in turn with our usual speaking the purpose of the course. So who wants to read the purpose first?
Well,
okay.
I can. The purpose
oh,
of
good. Course. No dead space. This is good. Who wants to go first?
Listen. The purpose of this course is to bring your spiritual power into your next expansion ring of manifested success projects, both personally and professionally, to continue to strengthen your sense of sovereignty in you creating the life that you want, to build and experience palpable momentum in creating the life that you long to live, both personally and professionally.
Thank you.
The purpose of this course is to bring your spiritual power into your next expansion ring of manifested success projects, personally and professionally, to continue to strengthen your sense of sovereignty in creating the life that you want, to build and experience palpable momentum in creating life that you long to live, personally and professionally.
Beautiful. Okay. So let's begin with the usual self-care, self-development practices. Then what we're going to do is to go into the experience with the campaign. We're going to talk about just checking in on lots of things, including your intolerables, your projects. And so that's going to be the first part of our time together. And then we're going to go into new content, which I'm hoping that you'll be able to do both of these between now and our next session. We're going to be doing some field research so you can get greater clarity about your niche. Niche clarity, that's where we're at now. And also the other part is we're starting the initial steps of your signature system. Yay! So that's what we have on the menu for today. Hang on 1 second. I don't know why that document closed, but there it is. All right, so let's begin with what has been your experience of momentum since we last spoke last year?
So
now remember,
okay,
well, hang on 1 second. Just as a reminder, sorry to interrupt you, honey. Just as a reminder, momentum means your internal self-empowerment journey, as well as the outer manifestations, either in your business and or your personal life. That's what I mean by momentum. Okay, please continue.
So besides having someone respond to the email campaign and signing up for a discovery session from that, I initiated a free call and a free training and got new people on that, and I had a live body on the call and had a discussion with her afterwards that she was someone who I had met in person at a networking thing, but she wasn't somebody that was normally in my realm of, you know, who do I come in contact with. And so the fact that she has been reading my Facebook posts and took the you read the invitation to do the join the Facebook event and showed up live, and that she wants help writing, and it has indicated that she's going to sign up for a discovery session.
Wonderful.
Great.
Yeah.
So did you say she – wait, hang on.
She hasn't
done
so yet.
Okay. So when you say that – well, okay, keep going. This is wonderful.
So
keep going.
That's my evidence of land is that – she cared enough to about what I had to say to show up live so that she could actually engage with me after the call.
Yeah, wonderful. That is tremendous signs of land and tremendous momentum for you.
Yes.
Okay, any other signs of momentum internally, externally, professionally, personally? For you, and then we'll go to Barb.
Personally, is that I'm loving the relationship that I have with my husband since I've been showing up more as a strong partner, and how we just enjoy spending time together, and I'm loving that.
Oh, Mary. Oh, God. This is
because
so...
I love being with me. I love who I am.
Yeah. Oh, Mary, this is the great. I'm getting all choked up. this to me really makes my work just sacred, you know? I mean, to be in a partnership with you and have this be one of the results is really, really profound.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been a journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm just delighted. Thank you. I'm glad. Thank you for doing what it takes to have gotten to this point.
Yeah, thank you.
That is very definitely momentum, and it's definitely expecting miracles. So if you're already in, you know, showing the purpose seedlings of this course, right?
Right.
See what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Anything else at all?
No, that is life
huge.
Affirming.
yes. So I just have one request, and it's on. I'm going to put it on the recording because, you, in your own way, you can reflect upon what stops you from what I'm about to say. When I send you an email in response to something I've read of yours or a recommendation or forwarding some information that is to empower you and make you more congruent with the beautiful resource that you are. My request is that you send me back an email that says anything like, I got it, or thank you, or something, because when you don't send anything, that in itself is a statement. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, so you have to look at that.
Yes.
On your own. A, it irritates the hell out of me just as a human being. And B, it from a bigger perspective, as I say, it's a statement. Barb, on the other hand, and I am calling you out because there's something that happens inside of you that I want you to heal that stops you from doing that. Whenever I send anything to Barb, there's an immediate thanks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that. Somewhere in there, Mary, there is a nugget. And when you find out what that nugget is, it would be wonderful for you to share that in our Facebook group because it's all part of the same emerging you that you want to be, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so Barb, momentum.
Well, let's see. I sent out one of my emails. I sent the second one out to you and Mary. I haven't sent it out far and wide yet. And now I want to... Mary sent some very helpful feedback and on number two, and now I want to do number three. I got bogged down with trying to put an image in. I was losing the fancy formatting that I had done in a Word document, and so I lost steam during
mm-hmm.
during the holidays.
Okay, let me just make a comment about that, okay? What you might want to do is to consider hiring a VA, and I can give you the name of somebody, where you pay them to teach you how to do certain things. Mm-hmm. I did that with something that I was trying to figure out, and I was getting nowhere on my own. And I just hired this person for a single hour, and she did a shared screen with me, which I paid her for her time, and I learned how to do a couple of things. So you might consider doing that so that you can have a little more confidence in certain navigation around newsletter requirements or even website requirements. And I know that you have Katrina's team doing some of the heavy lifting of your website, but there may be some other things because it's a WordPress website that you have, right, Barb?
Yes.
Well, there could be some things that you can do on your own. So if you feel like you want to do that, I don't know, I just know this one person that I used. She's familiar with HTML coding and all that. So if that's something that you would like so that you don't get, thrown down the rabbit hole, then just email me and I'll give you her contact information.
Okay, thank you. That's a good thought. That's a good thought.
Yeah. Okay, so go on. Now, wait a second. Excuse me. I had given you feedback about email number two as well. Did you get that email from me?
Well, I don't remember seeing it. All right, I'll go back and look for it.
Hmm.
Yeah, and the feedback you gave about number one where certain things should be larger and more colorful. That was very helpful, and I tried to incorporate that into number two.
Yes, I saw that, and I added some more feedback. So, yeah, just look for what I had to say there. Okay, please continue. Uh-huh.
So then, for number three, and I can't remember what number three is, whether it's a gold mine. And so I wanted to put in gold. So in the past, I've learned that I need to do that in my blog, and then I can sort of paste it over. And so I guess I need to do that again. I thought I was going to, you know, have a shortcut, but it wasn't the case. But I have to say that Mary has beautiful, beautiful Facebook posts, and they are so
yes.
inspiring.
Yes, agreed. Good. So,
thank you.
So is there anything that I can help you further with on that particular thing, Barb?
Well, I'll obviously look for the feedback on number two, and push forward on number three. Then I had an intolerable issue, but that might be later.
We'll come around to that. Yeah, good. So now, as far as the person who unsubscribed from your newsletter, don't worry about it. In fact, one of my coaches, Katrina in this particular case, she told me to just turn off the notification so I don't even find out that anybody unsubscribed. I mean, it's very irritating, and you have to get the right mindset around that. Every time I send out a newsletter, almost every time, I get at least one person who unsubscribes, and I cannot figure out why. But that's part of honing down who your people really are, who your niche really is, and finding out what they really want. So I'm going to be doing the same campaign for myself that I have assigned for you guys, because it's a new year and people are, and the country is in a different place, and people have things activated within themselves that may be stronger than last year. Now's a great time to find out what do people want, et cetera, and we're going to be coming to that later. So I'm just giving you the bigger picture of unsubscribes, Barb.
Well, you know, she was sort of scolding me that I had even sent it to her. And, you know, that as I said, this was Katrina's mastermind. And if you can't depend on your mastermind to support you, then who can you? So.
Right. Well, I would suggest, so here's, how did she get on your list? Was that an assumption that anybody in Katrina's mastermind would be receptive to supporting each other's lists?
Well, I guess they just want to receive it as Facebook. And so I sent them email, but I entered them manually. So they weren't on any list. There was no indication that they were signing up for a list.
Okay. Well, let me stop you there. That's where Katrina talks about making sure that there's this auto ad and an ad list. And what I'm talking about, Mary, is that Katrina Sawa has a system. I still have not been able to use it with one shopping cart. I don't know how her VAs do it, but there is a concept where to keep things as automated as possible so you're not manually doing things if you can avoid it, is as soon as you meet people as part of your follow-up system, is that you go ahead and put them in a collection, a list, where you just stay in touch and you nurture them, continually inviting them to check out your tips and giving them some education-based marketing so they get an education about what you do. But they never go into the master list. They never go into the main subscription newsletter. So evidently, with you, Barb, it did go into that list.
No, it didn't. She thought that she was in a list by my having sent email. So it was just a big misunderstanding, I guess, on my part and her part. But, you know, I try to follow people in the mastermind because I think that's what we're all in it for. But
yes, that's the supportive community, right. Well, I would suggest that you mention this to Katrina, not like blowing the whistle on this person, but more like finding out from Katrina, like, what's the culture of this mastermind? Like, what is the expectation of support? And tell her what happened and mm-hmm. hear what she has to say, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah, yeah.
When are you having your next talk with her?
She's just back in town now, so I need to schedule something.
Yeah, okay, do that. And also, given the assignment that I'm going to be giving you guys today, you might want to share that with her too so she knows what you're up to. Now, as far as what is it that you really want to say to me and to Mary here, about the fact that that person got on your case, is there anything that you feel you need to say or ask that I can support you with about that, or anything or other kinds of situations like that?
I know that I can't serve everyone, that I'm not. Not everyone wants what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't sending things out blindly. I was just sending them to people I knew and you know, had a relationship with. And in order to participate in certain things, like summits and things, you have to have an email list that's got some names. And
mm-hmm.
Where I think that Facebook is an okay contact method, if it's the, you know, if it's a closed group, a lot of sponsors of things want to know what your email list count is.
Well, so, let me stop you. So what is it that you might be confused about, where you want to maximize on these things that you know we're supposed to be doing? Let me get it to you that way.
I don't seem to be building an email following.
Right.
My niche people are probably more likely to connect, at least initially, on LinkedIn. And so that is my focus for the year, is to get into LinkedIn and understand how to use it and what the etiquette is. Because I'm shy about saying, would you, I know you and you know person B, and I'd like to meet person B, would you introduce us? And I've just got to get over that.
Well, it's all part of the same belief structure that you're living in that's giving you a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And the real, and I've actually uncovered a similar one in my belief system that was very surprising to me. But as we expand, we find these different levels of hidden shadow that needs to be healed, parts of us that have fractured off because of traumas and hurts. And so what I too have discovered is how to even more deeply embrace the self-identity of being in business. That's where you have a bit of a weakness as well. You know what I'm saying? So what that means is it doesn't even fall into the arena of, am I worthy? Am I worthwhile? Do I have a worthwhile product? Am I good enough? Am I going to make a fool of myself? It's not even in that camp. Now we're talking about an entirely different camp, which is, I'm in business. This is what people in business do. End of story. You see what I mean? Now, to jump from, I'm shy about this, I don't want to be sleazy, I don't want to be inappropriate, I don't want to tick anybody off, I want to be a good little girl and not make waves, I don't like confrontation, to jump from that collection of beliefs and thoughts and behaviors, to leap across the street to another cluster of beliefs and behaviors that say, I'm in business. What business people do is they ask for business. What business people do is they say that they are in business. What people in business do is they say what it is that they sell. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's almost the kind of matter-of-factness of, if you're in a room and the air conditioning is on and you're cold, you put on a sweater. End of story. There is no, am I worthwhile enough to put on a sweater? Should I worry about putting on a sweater because I'm going to look stupid in front of people who are not wearing sweaters? Most people would not go there unless they're really, you know, terribly insecure people. You just put on a freaking sweater. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same kind of matter of fact, this is the situation, and this is what you do in this situation kind of mentality. Do you see what I mean?
Yep.
Now, I am not savvy in LinkedIn at all. And so if there's anybody in the your mastermind that does LinkedIn or even talk to Katrina about it, have that be part of your list of things to discuss with her.
Yep.
So that you know the daily LinkedIn practices that you can do. I would suggest you do that. I myself am taking 2 LinkedIn courses and I'm just getting rolling on that. So once I know more about that, I'll be adding that into my coaching and teaching as well. So as far as building your list goes, I feel that the homework that I'm going to be giving the two of you is going to help with that tremendously, number one. And number two, if you go anywhere, this should be part of your purpose protocol, that when you talk to somebody, even a referral partner, and you talk to somebody at networking, you're sitting at the same table and you're making small talk. In the back of your mind, what you want to be doing is thinking of a way that you can at least tell what the benefits would be of being on your list and receiving your education-based marketing and articles, etc. So that by the end of that conversation, there is a clear request if they would like to receive your tips, if they would like to receive your articles. And that's how you build your list. No matter who you talk to, back at the end of the conversation, you want to know that you have offered that and asked them to please keep you in mind if they come across anyone who wants that. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So unless you put yourself into a program like, you know, what Sage Levine used to have, or what Chandra Sumpter is really well known for, and Barbara Ames had done this for a little while, where they are cranking out clients to go out and make their own summits, which is a completely a list-building visibility strategy. Unless you go into one of those commitments of doing a summit, then the next thing is what I'm describing. Everybody you meet, even at Office Depot, when I get to talk, even people who I'm paying, you know, making my PG&E payments over the phone, because, you know, I'm a pretty sociable person and I'm skilled, so I know what to listen for, and I get into conversations with the people who I'm paying my PG&E bill to over the phone. If I hear anything that sounds like they would be interested in my information, I ask them if they would like to give me their email, and I'll put them on my email list. So now this just comes from practice. This just comes from having the mindset of, I'm in a room, it's cold, I'm putting on my sweater. I'm in a business, I have to sell things, this is what I do. That's what you have to accomplish. Okay, Barb? And as far as the getting over it, I just have to get over it. Well, first of all, maybe it's time for us to have a one-on-one on some of healing some more of this. However, aside from that, yes, the way that you can get over that in the moment, and of course this is applicable for you too, Mary, is in the moment we have to remember our power to choose, that we have power to choose. And in that power to choose comes a question. Do I want to collapse or do I want to step up? That's the question you ask yourself in those moments. Do I want to collapse or do I want to step up? Right?
Yep.
And also to remind both of you is that when you are talking to people, you want to make sure that your energy field is intact with your protective flame and with you being grounded and for you calling on help if you need to, calling upon your higher self, getting yourself into that receptive intuition receiving zone, which I've been teaching you when you ask yourself the question, I wonder from where my next message or next thought will come, or going into deep breathing, or reminding yourself to sit in the center of your head right in the middle of a conversation with somebody, so that you are maximally in tune with your intuition. That's what you do when the gremlin, the programming, comes up to pull you back into the past, okay?
Yes.
Does that help both of you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good. So anything else about that, Barb?
No, nothing right at this moment. Thank you.
Do you don't feel that great right now? What just happened to you?
No, this is good advice that I want to remember and practice, and oftentimes in the middle of the moment, it's hard to remember this these
right. That's why you're in a 12-week class, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the name of the game, on being in extended continuity connections with somebody who's teaching you stuff you really want to learn, is it takes time. It takes time to seed in and use it in real time instead of just an academic lecture, right?
Right, right. Right.
Yeah, it just takes time. Well, what I was picking up on, because I just asked my guidance, what was I sensing? And what I was sensing in you was you having an initial reaction that you won't be able to do it, that it's too much, and that there's an expectation of it not going well. Do you think that you had that initial response to all this information?
It's... As you said, it's a leap for me, and I don't know if you got to read in Facebook that I had someone tell me, well, set a date, and if you aren't covering your expenses, then, you know, cut bait. And
no, I didn't read that, because you guys just uploaded it like a half hour before the
right.
class. So I didn't read anybody's anything.
We had 2 weeks, but we did it in the last half hour.
Right.
Will I be able to do it? Am I meant to do it?
Right.
Do I really want this? You know, all of those little doubty things.
Right. Well, I felt it immediately as I was saying this to you. In terms of it not necessarily being something where you grabbed it and went with gusto, it triggered these other things. So my suggestion is that, and you can do this too for yourself, Mary, in an area that you feel that you do the same kind of ambivalence, you know, where you have an ambivalence of, can I do this? Am I going to be able to do it well enough? Is it going to irritate anybody? You know, whatever it was that brought that insecurity, Barb, I know that you've got your own version of these, right, Mary?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So when you have some time, Barb, soon, go back to that moment after I said all those things to you and recall the feeling and ask your spirit guides and call in your higher self, so call in two different layers of spiritual help to show you the source of that, the real source of that. And just keep asking yourself, and when else did I feel that way? And when else did I feel that way? Keep going back in time.
Okay. Okay.
And get to the earlier childhood experiences where something happened and you formed a belief. And then use your belief system exercise to identify, make a statement or a couple of statements about what beliefs those must have been that are now subterranean but still influencing you at the weirdest times, right?
Yes, yes.
And then create a positive belief to substitute it.
Yep.
And then use your chakra exercise to embed that new belief. And the way you would do that is you create a picture, mm-hmm. and you create a feeling.
Yep, okay.
And you go chakra by chakra, where you breathe in from your hands. You know, you put your hands on each of the chakras as you work your way up. And you breathe in the statement, the feeling, and the picture of the new belief.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you run a video of
the most recent time that that negative belief got fired off. In this case, it was in this conversation. And create a video where you are listening to me with the new belief. And the new belief for you in part is, I will know what I need to do when the time is right. The truth of what's best for me is revealing itself to me, and on like that. You see? So that's a whole protocol there. And, it, you know, it'll probably take you an hour to do the whole system.
Yep, yep, yep.
But this is what it is to do the inner work. This is what it is to do self-healing. This is what it is to create the inner world that will produce the outer world that we want. You with me?
Yes. Yeah.
So how do you feel about what I've just said?
I appreciate these ideas because I've been using the chakras for the project, but I haven't been sophisticated enough in chakras to realize I can be using them for other things and sort of all the time kind of things. So
yeah.
This is a good look.
It's not that you're not sophisticated enough with regards to chakras, because I mean, nobody who studies chakras would have gotten this information. I just know what it is to embed a program. And you can do it, and you can do it either by just visualizations and affirmations, and you know, emotional freedom technique tapping, and stuff like that. But you can also just embed it wherever there's an energy center. And of course, the chakras are the most strongest energy centers that we have in the human body, that I'm aware of, anyway. So it wasn't that you were deficient in chakra information. Even if you were very aware of chakra information, you would not have known that. See what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else that you want to report in on, Barb? And then we're going to talk about intolerables, and we're going to talk about the project. Anything else before we do that?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so but Mary, do you have any comments, or actually I'm going to ask you to please come up with a comment as to what you gained from everything I just shared with Barbara, so I know that it's, you know, hitting what you need as well.
I thought that was really good to always be ready to invite people to be on your list, because when I've been in a conversation and people are saying, oh, you do that? Well, and I wait for them to say, I could really use that, before I say, well, I write articles to help you find the writer in you, and I don't specifically say, would you like to join my list? So I wrote that down and put a star next to it. It was like, be ready.
Right.
And to be aware of the energy, and then going into the feeling, because I can identify with that too. It doesn't take a lot to do the shift both ways, and knowing how important it is to get back to the upswing and actually doing it are two different things.
Yeah. Great. I'm glad that it... Okay, good. Okay, so now let's go to the projects. Projects and intolerables. Projects first. So I did not read what the two of you wrote in the Facebook group yet. Let's do it this way. Tell me what your evidence of completion is for your project, and tell me what support you need at this point to get there. So who wants to go first?
Okay. I think evidence of completion for my project is that someone buys the 6-month program and I either have full payment or there's a payment plan in place that I have their credit card and they're in my system and I know that I'm going to get paid in full.
Okay, great.
And what you're going to support me with is when I get to have a private session with you, when I schedule a private session with you, that's setting up what kind of, I mean, I talked about the $997 on the call the other day, and just to solidify that that's the way I have it set up for the 6-month program, that that's something that, that's a number that I should go for.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, what you can do is your own intuitive read, and this goes for you too, obviously, Barb. And that is, rather than only getting my input and my opinion on pricing, let's have you do your own intuitive conversation about it. So here's what I would suggest you do. both of you could go back to the intuition skills exercises that I gave in a membership training, and I'm just looking up what year it was and the actual title, but it was one of the very first trainings that I taught in the membership program. So it was either 2014 or 2013. And what you would do is put the program or the service package in a chair and have that chair sitting in front of you. And talk to that entity, talk to that part of you, and ask it, you know, what would be the right pricing for you, where you feel valued and where you, okay, it was May of 2014. It's called Intuition Skills for Spirit-Guided Next Steps and Inspired Solutions. So it's 2014 in your archive library.
Okay.
And you talk to that, that energetic form of your project or service or program or offer in the same way that you would talk to the soul essence of a program or project or service. And work out what pricing feels right. And, and all you're going to go by is how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step, which is not in that training, you know, because I didn't go into that kind of focus, the next thing is for you to visualize yourself talking to potential clients and seeing and hearing and feeling yourself go through the pricing part of the conversation. And keep repeating that segment over and over and over again until you feel like it flows out of you as effortlessly as somebody asking you what your name is and you just say, my name is Mary. The cost of this is $1,400. The cost of this is $997. It's the savings figure, and if there's a payment plan, the total is $1,400. And each month is blah, blah, blah. And you just have it come out of you like a effortless exhale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So keep practicing different price points until you feel congruent, until you feel that this is what you want to do, that this is something that you can say in an unflappable, relaxed, and the investment is blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And then if you keep finding that you are not comfortable with that price, but you really want to charge that price, then talk to this being that is your offer sitting in this chair across from you and ask it to help you get in alignment with the investment price that it wants you to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's how I would suggest you do it. And okay. then as you get in touch with these resistances, use your energy management techniques that could be not just the grounding cord, but you could do the chakra exercise also of embodying 997 as a full pay and 1200 or 1400 as a payment option. Just mm-hmm. breathe it in, the feeling of confidence, the feeling that you're worth it, the feeling that you know people who charge a lot more and they don't deliver what they promise they're going to deliver, and just that certainty, that command that you deserve it, that you're being ethical, you're being integritous, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So practice that. And you too, Barb, with the offers that you want to present and feeling good about the pricing, okay?
Yes. Yes.
So how is that, Mary dear?
That was great. That's talking to the program. It's wonderful. Yes.
Yes, so that you are asking it to help you line up with it. You
Absolutely.
be your offer's partner. Be your offer's ally. Be yeah. your offer's, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Great. Great point. And listen, what you're talking about, and when you brought up pricing, this is a huge thing. Lots of coaches give little mini trainings on how to choose your pricing. You know, and anybody that I've ever heard that I respected, it was all the feeling. And from my own contribution to that concept, in order for you to get congruent, there's got to be a way to uncover the programming, whether it came from your parents or a sibling or a crazy teacher or a crazy neighbor or somebody that told you bad things about money, bad things about yourself, bad things about the world, bad things about creativity, just bad, 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 bad things. And then you absorbed that and made it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're business owners and we want to thrive, and bam, we hit all that stuff that's hidden in a closet, right?
Yep.
Right. Yep.
And so the key is to find different ways to unearth those. And in the unearthing, then to transmute it, and you have lots of different tools to do that, right? You know what
yes.
I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So neither of you should feel bad, insecure, less than about who your market is, how to price. These are, you know, client enrollment conversations. These are all basic skills that business owners have got to master, and it takes time.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So anything else, Mary? With you, Mary, I just want to make sure you get out there and tell enough people about this. So that's also going to be part of your home play here coming up. Anything else you want to talk about regarding the project, Mary?
Well, that was it, too, that I want to have another email campaign that is focused around that. I'm so excited that I have this new program. And
right.
That.
That's all. Good.
Yes.
Good. That's all part of what we're going to be doing today, too. Excellent. And this is the time to do it. It's a new year. I'm going to be doing it,
right.
too.
Right.
Okay. So it sounds like you're good to go for now, right, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yay. All right, Barb, honey, what do you want regarding your project? What is it? Have you decided on that? And how can I support you?
Well, we spoke a few times ago about changing the project.
Right.
And so I'm having trouble deciding on 1,500 or 5,000. But I did get paid $200 last month from a client that we just hadn't gone to closure, and we did. She got what she wanted and needed, and is very excited about it. And I did a progress report update to an academic client today who is in a $1,500 package. So I'm hoping that means that I can reach the $1,500 by the end of February.
Okay, now hang on. First of all, that was momentum. That $200 was momentum. Mm. Didn't I ask you about momentum?
Yeah, you did. Yep.
Okay, because I think prior to that sale, when was the last time you had a sale before that one?
Oh, several months.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know what happened to you, Barb, but that was momentum. Okay,
well,
congratulations. Woo-hoo!
I said,
hey,
well,
Barb, hey, Barb.
I can reach out to this person. You know, I've been waiting, and I'd been sending out and been waiting and whatnot. And I finally said, well, now let me find a different way to be in touch with her. And that worked. So
Right. I remember you told maybe it was in the Q&A for the membership. I don't remember. But I remember you saying that. Yeah. Marvelous. So when you say she's in a $1,500 package, she's in a $1,500 package with you or somebody else?
Oh, now this is another client, an academic department. Is in a $1,500 package with me. And so they are...
Wait a minute. I didn't even know that you had a $1,500 package that you sold to anybody. I mean, did you know, Mary? This is all kind of hidden, just kind of squirting out here.
Yeah, I'm confused. A $1,500 package that you have already sold?
Package might not be the right word. They came to me... needing some help, and so I put together a proposal, and we built it as a phase one, as a $1,500 package, which is about 8 hours of work. So,
I don't know what to say to you. Go ahead, I'll be good.
Educational institutions don't work on credit cards. It's an invoicing thing. So I revised my proposal to ask for an upfront fee.
What was that upfront fee?
$500.
So they owe you $1,000?
Yes. Well, they owe me the whole thing right now because I asked for that in December, net 30 days. And so, of course, they were closed for a week or two. So now, I've jangled their chain, and now we'll be, you know, expecting,
have you delivered,
requesting.
Have you delivered any of your services to them yet?
Yes. Yes, I did an update today of what more I need to know from them. They don't have answers yet. I mean, I haven't given them answers.
Okay, but well, first of all, okay, that's a whole other thing, and maybe I'll see if we need to go over any of that in a private session. But in the meantime. Mm-hmm. I applaud you for pricing that way and getting stepping up to getting a startup
deposit retainer. And so that's momentum. When did you do all that?
I invoiced them in December. But this has been a conversation that's been dragging on a while. The summer, they just sort of disappeared through the summer. And so got it back going later this fall.
Okay. So
that allowed me a perfect opportunity to revise my fee plan, you know, that they needed to do something up front. So
absolutely, there is no question with anything. You've got to get, all of us have got to get something up front. It's just too nerve-wracking to do it any other way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, now, as far as, so you're saying you have not decided on your package, right?
Oh, my goal, my project goal has been to make money. And so I don't see it as having to be a package, but sort of the net of activity by the end of February.
Okay, so let's just quickly do this now for you to make your decision. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So let's have you close your eyes, and Mary, you can do your own version of this, whatever it might be. So your eyes are closed, and you are at the end of February, where we are in our celebration class number 12 scenario. And you have accomplished your goals, both of you. You did it. The class was about expecting miracles. The class was about momentum. The class was about spiritual power. The class was about success. And here you are, February, and you have done it all. You have created your miracles. You have created what you feel is worthy of being called success. You have experienced momentum. Here you are. And you're looking, Barb, with your eyes closed, in front of you at a screen, the same screen that you use when you do your visualizations. And this screen has a number of what you successfully netted, you grossed, from the time of our course beginning to February. And it was the number that you declared was what you were going to go for. So I'm going to ask you to relax and just call in your higher self, call your soul home. Feel the energy of your soul coming into your body all the way down to the tips of your toes and beyond, where that tail of your soul is anchored into the center of the earth. And what is the number that you see on the screen that you have successfully manifested?
$5,000.
Okay, then let's just have you do that. So you can open your eyes, and let's have you continue going towards that.
Yes, yes.
Now, in order for you to do that, both of you in your own way, you have got to, on a daily basis, because now we're coming towards the end of our journey in this course, on a daily basis, you have to sit down and talk to the soul of your project and ask, what do I need to do today to manifest
my $5,000 by February, whatever, every day it's going to be. What do I need to do today? And then tomorrow, you say the same thing. What do I need to do today? And you write it in your journal. So that's my suggestion for you both, is to make this now a daily practice. And you know exactly how to go into that zone and communicate with your higher dimensions. So that's what you're going to do, Barb.
Yep.
So the evidence of completion for you for your project is that you will come to us in our last class and say, yep, I totaled up all of my sales and I made $5,000 starting from the beginning of our class, which was in August, I think. And so you can add that $200 to it. Okay, you got that, Barb?
I do, yes.
Excellent. So both of you have the support you need for your projects, yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay, now let's talk about intolerables. What's the intolerable that you're working on, Mary, and what support do you need?
So the intolerables I was working on, so we decided that the people not showing up was completed. And what I'm working on is not allowing the day to get away from me without having a plan. And the strategy is to list 3 tasks that I want to accomplish the night before for the next day and set specific times that I'm reading email and responding, and turn off of the alerts for email and Facebook notifications.
Mm-hmm. So how is that? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm not having those little pop-ups is brilliant. And only looking at emails in the morning to see, well, is there something that I need to address later? And then after lunch, after I've had my solid writing time, to go back and respond to them, it's just like, it's bundling.
It is bundling. That's right.
It's working. Mm-hmm. It's working.
Wonderful.
And so I feel that I'm energy efficient and accomplishing more tasks.
Beautiful. There's only one thing I would add to that. And since you are making your list the night before, you're planning the day the night before, correct?
Correct.
So the only other thing I would add is for you to visualize the following day and use your success emotion gymnastics, where as you complete one task, you take a moment and you feel it, and you feel the success of it, and then see yourself accomplishing the second task. And it's like passing a landmark on a highway or a billboard on a highway that lets you know that you completed that task and you're moving through it to the next moment, right?
Right.
And you feel it. You take the time to feel it. That's something that is really the magical part of these manifestation techniques, is you've got to feel it as if it's already accomplished. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So that's the only thing I would add. Otherwise, great.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So is there another, you're welcome, is there another intolerable that you would like to take on then, since you've got this under control more or less?
So not tolerating feeling like I have to justify myself for making myself a priority and guarding my energy so that I'm able to give my all to what I choose to do at a specific moment.
So my strategy is not being bullied into having my boundaries encroached. So being guarding my energy and speaking up or asking for more information if there is something that has a potential to benefit everyone concerned, including
okay.
and especially me.
Okay, so what's the intolerable? Giving your power away?
Yes.
Okay, good. So what I would suggest you do is to write in the intolerable list that the intolerable is giving your power away, and then to do a couple of bullet points underneath it, you know, use little stars to identify that these are separate entries, and list the scenarios where you are noticing that you tend to give your power away.
Okay.
And then after you do each of those stars, after the end of each star entry, put a dash and write the strategies that you're going to implement to not have the intolerable take place, meaning where you are standing in your power, where you are standing in your sovereignty, where you are making your voice important. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So that means for you to go in and use the comment box. And if you want to use two comment boxes, where one comment box is the list of scenarios where you are working to heal your disenfranchising yourself, and then the second comment box would be the matching numbers but with the solution strategy so that you are standing in your power, then do it that way. Whatever
okay.
works for you. But
yeah,
we
okay.
want to see, I want to see, and I would like Barb to see, what you're finding are the life situations that are challenging for you and a clear understanding of what you're going to do when that happens again.
Okay.
So we're clear about that, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, bravo. Yay, girl. Okay, Barb, how about you? What's happening with your intolerables?
My intolerables had been not stepping out, not following up, not stepping out, being shy. And I was getting those under control, I think. And this little holiday setback, I can see how I can apply what you just shared with Mary about
yeah.
Writing it out and how will I approach it the next time. And I'm looking
okay.
for my old intolerables list.
So please do that as well then, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything, and so what intolerable are you looking at, are you working on now?
I'm trying to get back to my new list here. Well, not procrastinating. Just being brave and just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, just take a deep breath and do it. And,
okay, so let me just add here that it sounds like this is of the same fabric as what I said about in that moment you ask yourself the question, am I going to choose to collapse or am I going to choose to step up?
Yeah.
So what is the intolerable? I want to get a succinct understanding, please, of what the intolerable actually is.
Um, Not taking action. Waiting for the right moment, waiting for it to feel right. And so, as an aside to that, I have trouble trusting my intuition. So that's why I tend to hold back.
Because
I don't know, is this the right time or not? So I just want to do it and know that I'll be able to handle whatever the fallout is. And that's a big leap because I don't like fallout.
Okay, so the intolerable sounds like you holding yourself back at times where you really do question whether or not it's coming from a wound versus intuition.
Right, yes.
Okay, good. So what you would write in your intolerable list in the Facebook group is, you know, some version of what I just said, if that does capture it. And the strategy for you is going to be to use a range of intuition skills to find your yeses and your noes to a question, you know? It's like there have been times with me where I thought that I was supposed to make an offer to somebody and they turned it down, and I would get off the phone and I would think, okay, now my intuition gave me that idea. And I assumed that that idea meant that that would be a fit for that person. And I was wrong, obviously. And so I had to go back and refine asking more questions of my intuition so that I could zero in even more to see what I needed to do when I got an idea that seemed inspired so that I did not make an offer that would get a no. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And so even I have to keep refining certain kinds of intuitive messages, you know?
So in those cases when you felt intuitively this was going to be a yes and it was a no, what questions then do you go back and use to dig deeper?
Well, can you hear me okay? I'm futzing around with my volume to here, and I don't know if I've gone up or down. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're loud and clear.
Okay. What I haven't had an opportunity yet, but in the future what I would ask is, does this person feel ready to take action today?
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask that question of myself, should that come up again. And if I get a no in my intuition, then my next question to my intuition would be, should I pursue working with that person through an objection in that conversation, yes or no? So I'll give you an example. I'm going to be speaking to somebody and giving a session tonight to somebody who had purchased an easy yes offer from an event I attended. And it's the last of her series. Typically, a person would wait until the end of the session after an offer like that has been completed and, you know, probe and do their client upselling strategies to see if that person will continue in some way. I've had two very successful sessions with this person. She's been just completely jazzed at the results of each session. However, she has given me comments and made points at the end of the second session that was very clearly stating that she would probably not want to continue anything further because she's doing this work with this coach and that work with that coach. And so I am now standing in a new position for myself, and that is I really only want to work with people now who are so clear about what their issues are and where they are failing that when they work with me or talk with me, they are clear about how I am the answer for them. I don't want to have to go through any major hoops anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll go through a certain amount of objection processing because that's just their unconscious, and it's my job as an expert to help them through that. However, there comes a time where they either realize the hole that they're in and how I'm the solution, or I'm really not the right fit for them, and that's okay too, right? You with me? So what I did with this person was she sent me her pre-session template, which I ask people to do. Sometimes I do it with you guys, sometimes I don't. But with new people like that, I do, where they tell me what's up, what they want, blah, blah, blah. And I saw a whole bunch of stuff that she wants help with that could easily go past tonight's session. But I also got that at the end of that session, she's going to be tired and there's just going to be a natural resistance to not want to talk further about anything else to do an upsell. So I just, you know, put the power in her hands and her connection to her higher self. And I made some kind of comment about her template and that I'd like her to just tune in to her intuition and see if she feels intuitively that she would like to continue now that she's experienced my work. And if so, let me know because I will design the session accordingly. And if not, we'll continue on and cover as much as we can. And she emailed me back and she said, I did what you said. I tuned into my intuition and I don't want to continue. If I want the help, I absolutely will reach out to you. And my ego said, well, I don't remember what my ego said, but my intuition said it was going to be this anyway. And it's better for me that I found out now. And so I just let it go. Now, if I had more of a drive to handle objections and all this kind of stuff, you know, maybe I would have gone about it differently, but I don't. You know, I don't want that in my business, you know? So does that help, Barb, what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of like a pre-qualifier. It's kind of like on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 meaning, you know, you really feel like you still need support, 1 meaning, no, I really feel like I'm okay for now. If I were to run that kind of thing by somebody like her, she'd come back with a 1 and I'd have to believe her, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So did that give you something to work with as far as this intolerable that you're working on?
Yes.
So you really are at the point where, which is probably why a lot of why you wanted to take this course, you really want to get into a far more stable and reliable connection to your intuition. And this would be, and this is a great kind of scenario for you to practice. And like anything else, it takes practice to get that kind of confidence of yes or no on something. So have your intolerable be that what you want is to be able to do the best you can to get your yes or no answers from your intuition. Now, when you listen to that intuition training from 2014, there may be a way that you can customize one of those exercises so that it'll give you like a shortcut way of asking a yes or no. You know, even with the person right there on the phone with you or the person sitting right across the table from you, you can imagine putting the issue into a chair across from you. Mm-hmm. With your eyes open and you're fully present, you might start speaking a little more slowly so that you can track on two different levels. But you could ask, you know, is this a yes or is this a no? And see what you get.
Interesting.
Just keep practicing. Keep practicing different things.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, yes. Ladies. Great. So, Mary, what did you get out of this coaching with Barb?
I was listening about being aware of where we are, our energy and expectations, and what the unknown is that the other person is bringing to it, but also hearing you say we have to be real about where they are when they give us an answer. We have to believe them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good, good, good. Good. Anything else that you got from that?
It's always evolving how we engage with people who come to us that want help. So I'm always learning from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Okay, so let's jump into the new content for today. Let's take a deep breath and change stations here. And let's take a look at our Facebook group. So, first of all, what I did is my book is out, so if either of you want to buy a copy,
woo-hoo!
You can.
Woohoo! Yay!
Yeah. Just go ahead and follow the yellow brick road over there, and
yeah.
I will inscribe. And you know that I'm just one chapter of 18 other authors, right? This is not my book. You all know that?
You are still an author in a book.
Right? That's true.
How I am an international best-selling author.
That's right. So there's that in the Facebook group. Now, underneath that is your first homework assignment, which is we're starting on the initial steps of your system. And so you'll use this thread again to, you know, work out whatever you are ready to share with us as we go along. And essentially, what you're going to do is you're looking to understand the consistent steps that you take when you're working with someone. Now, with you, Barb, you might find an umbrella way of consistently doing certain things, whether it's a copyright person or whether it's an editing writer type of service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do is pretty much three different things, and I'll add that to this post later on. What you're doing is you want to know, what do you do with a client on their very first session? The very first session. What I do with my client is I find out what's hurting and what they want. And essentially, what you're doing here is following the answers that you get when you're doing a client enrollment consultation. You're asking them, what is the vision of the life you want to lead? And then you're asking them, what's not like that? What's wrong? What's the gap? Why isn't this happening? What are the factors that are preventing you from having this ideal wave the magic wand life. So your step number one of your system is going to be something that is pretty standard that you're going to do with any new client. Does everybody make sense? Does everybody understand that?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the next step, whether it's the next session or whether it's part of the first session. You then want to build on what you find yourself naturally doing after that first step. You are into your next step, your step number two. And so the way that you can analyze what your step number two is, what do you typically do after you do your step number one? Now, what I typically do is I will start working with people to, depending upon who they are, I'll either start working on some kind of a clearing by using my psychic tools to determine what's really going on, telling them what's really going on, and giving them a way of handling it. Maybe I'll do that. Or, depending upon who they are, my next step might be to go right into teaching them psychic development tools, energy management tools, and having them develop their own connection to their higher self and to their spirit team. It just depends on who they are. So my step two will have some variation depending on who it is. But essentially what my step two is doing is we're going into solution mode in some form. Then you go and you ask yourself, okay, I've done that with this person. Now what do I do? What would be my step number three? What do I do next? As part of your process. So for me, at that point, I will typically start looking at the results that they got and seeing what's next. But if I'm with somebody who's dealing with a hefty issue, or they're designing more of their offers that are really what they really want to do but they're holding back, then I will start looking for the wound, the negative beliefs, the part of their life path that still needs to be unearthed and fleshed out and made more conscious. So my next step would possibly go into that soul journey story of their sacred wound. Or it could just be tweaking what we did in steps one through two or one through three. You see? Mm-hmm. But either way, what the next step is, there is a momentum that has started. It could be a momentum in the outer world, or it could be a momentum in the inner world. So you see what I'm doing here? And then you keep asking yourself the question. You keep breaking down, okay, then what do I do after that? Until you get to the point where you feel like you have delivered the results that you have promised, or the plateau that is the arrival point for that stage of the work that you're doing with them, right? Mm-hmm. And what you want to keep in mind is you are promising a journey. Like I said in this Facebook post, what is the journey that you take your clients on? Where do they start? And what is your promised destination results? And so I would suggest you answer those questions in a comment box underneath on that thread. It'll be a good reminder for you. It'll help you clarify, and it'll help us support you by knowing. Now, that's the actual steps of your service package or your coaching package. You, first I do this, then I do that, then I do this, then I do that, right? The other part, the other part of what I would like you to include in this home play exercise that is definitely part of your signature system is what kinds of tools, what kinds of templates, what kinds of exercises, what kind of questionnaires or assessments, what methods do you use that are part of you delivering your services to your clients? In my case, I do the transmissions of grace, so that would be a method. I teach them the energy management formula, so that's an exercise or a tool. Typically, for a new person, I might send out that survey that you've both filled out a couple of times. A survey, I don't remember which one it was, but I'll send out an initial survey so we get a baseline of what it is they want and where they think they are. And so you all might have your own. So you want to review and pull out the various methods, tools, templates, automated stuff that you might do with them. Automated, I mean, I don't even know what I mean. I'm not sure what would be an example of automated that could be part of a coaching or a service delivery. It might be where you have to have them go online and do something. You know, that's what I mean by automated. They might have to finish up a step, you know, like do some research of their own and then come back to you with the information. I'm thinking more for you, Barb, and copywriting and stuff, you know. So what you're looking, your section two of this exercise is for you to make an inventory list of the things that you do that support the result that you want to accomplish with them. Make sense? And you're always keeping in mind the overall result that you've promised is going to be what your package, your contract is going to deliver, right?
Right.
Your promised destination, that's what that means. And then the third, I got this from a coach, Michelle Schubnell, who I've known for years and years. What she adds to her signature system process is to make a list of beliefs and principles and themes that are part of what you stand on. It's pretty much your marketing statement. It's pretty much your marketing outcomes. You know, the belief is that your voice matters. The belief is that your blog is necessary for your visibility. The belief is that your story will change lives. And for you, Barb, the belief is be prepared and legally compliant to avoid problems. the principles for you, Barb, might be that there are hidden corners that need to be exposed, legalities, and it's smart to do that before.
Right.
You know, so you want to keep searching for the kinds of themes and headings and umbrella classifications that the different segments of what you do would fit under. In my case, the theme is always succeed and sync with your soul. No matter which way I turn in my work, that theme is always there. Succeed and soul and work together with your soul so that your success is in sync with your soul. That's my theme. And the principle that I work off of, you know, one of the many principles I work off of is that you deserve and you were born to accomplish a certain path. And if you don't do that, you will feel the pain of that. And if you do that, you will feel the joy of that. That's a principle that underpins everything I do. Right? You see how that works?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the third segment of this exercise is that you compose some kind of list of beliefs that drive your work, themes that are found laced through your work, and principles that are honored, that are displayed, that are expressed through your work. See what that means?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The last component of this, and again, I will write this in this section, but I do want you to write it in your notes now too. Then after you've done all that, do your best to write a paragraph that is an explanation of what it is you do, the step-by-step process that you take people to, take people through. Now, what you want to be careful of is that it's not too wordy and that you're not explaining the journey, you're not explaining the infrastructure of the airplane. You want to be mindful that what you're telling them is just enough so that they know they are going to get on an airplane, but the important thing is that they're going to arrive in Hawaii. They're not going to care about the fact that the stewardesses are going to come by every 4 hours and offer them peanuts and beverages. You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do is you want to get a sense of the main things that you accomplish with your client, including the tools that you incorporate, that gives somebody an idea of how you take them from point A to point B. You got that? And just go ahead and do your best and upload in the files tab your description, and get that done 2 days before our next session so that we have time to read it over. And we're going to work on chiseling that down so it really feels good to you in our next session. Does that make sense?
Yes, that sounds good.
And if you want to, and of course, give it a title. So that would be, you know, like for me, mine is Entrepreneur's Intuition and Soul Purpose. What is it? Mine is the Spiritual Power Success Essential System. Spiritual Power Success Essential System. Sometimes I leave out the word system and I just say Spiritual Power Success Essentials.
So is that due on Monday or Tuesday?
Well, whenever our next class is, 2 days before that, if you can.
Okay.
I don't know when our next class is. I have to look it up.
12th, I think.
Yes, it's the 12th.
So that's Tuesday?
That's Thursday.
Oh, so you've got plenty of time. 2 days before. Okay, now the other one, let's scroll down, is you see my little kitty cat, I Must Fly, My People Need Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Couldn't resist that one.
Yes.
So the key of that graphic is My People Need Me. So what that means is we're going to be focusing on you doing some field research interviews, and I'm going to ask you to do anywhere between preferably 6 to 10 if you can, but if not, then at least 5 between now and when we meet up again, where you're just going to call and speak to people, if you can, speak to people who are in your ideal market. You know, like for you, Barb, you might call that woman who was the referral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is for you to start really getting clarity as to what people really want that they're going to pay for. And you can tell them, you know, so that they shouldn't feel any pressure at all. You're doing field research. And you just say what I wrote here is that that you're doing research about what people really want and to better understand what their needs are that they would actually invest in. That you're working on some new programs and some new article titles or article content, and that they fit into the kinds of people, grouping of people that you want to be able to really serve, and that you would really appreciate it if they would take some time with you. Now, your purpose is that you're looking for repeated patterns. You want to be listening for things that people, that more than one person says pretty much the same way. Because that's going to help you to determine if you want to gear your services along those lines. And if you do want to, that this could be a niche that you would start with and then see where it goes. So when Bill Barron talked about this, he gave an example of a health coach that went out and did her interviews. And what this woman found was that the patterns that she got back were they need more energy, they want to lose weight, and then the older people that she interviewed were afraid of coming down with diabetes. And this was a recurring theme. She heard this a lot from people, or enough where she knew that this was an issue out there in the world of people who were health conscious, and she being a health coach. You with me so far, everybody?
Yes. Yes.
So what she ended up doing was, you know, made some offers where she said that she would be covering those issues. And then as time went by, she discovered that what she really liked is to help people with the diabetes issue. And she dropped leading with weight loss or getting more energy. But it was a journey that she went through. It's a journey that we go through that addresses what you heard them say in their own words. And then you go out and you just do test drives. And it's a process. But this will be a great start. It'll be a great start. So what do you guys like about this exercise?
I like that it's gathering information. It's getting to the heart of what is their need to tailor to address the need and what they would pay for.
Right. Yeah, what you're looking for is when you ask them the question, what would be important enough for you to pay for it, for you to invest in it? That is a arrow in the bullseye zinger question. There's no fluff. There's no, you know, hemming or hawing. It is a solid question. What would be important enough for you in the area of blah, blah, blah that you would actually invest in it? It's that last bullet point. If you could get help with anything, absolutely anything, that you would be actually willing to invest in, what would it be?
Uh-huh.
These are questions that I had gotten from one of Bill Barron's programs, but I've been doing this for years, and, you know, Brett Gregory has his template, and pretty much any business development marketing coach has you go out and ask people questions in your ideal market. So what do you like about this exercise, Barb?
It's very fact-finding. Yes, it's very fact-finding. What came to my mind was, oh, gee, I wish I could have my paragraph chiseled before I do this.
Well, you don't need to, because what you're doing in your system is a power. That was a good comment. Thank you. So I'll just say it here. Your system is a separate planet from this, because you may find that your system needs to be adjusted depending upon what you hear these people say and whether or not you want to go in that direction.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So the purpose of you interviewing these people is not to then sell them anything, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
It is for you to find out what would they pay for. Okay, is that clear, guys?
Yep.
Yes.
So those are your two home play assignments. And as far as doing an email campaign, the email campaign that I was going to suggest is that you put out an email inviting people to have this interview with you. You could say that I'm looking for 10 people between now and Wednesday to help me do some field research. I have some new programs and new articles that I want to generate at the beginning of the year, and I really would like to know what you're looking for that matters to you, or something like that. That was the email campaign that I was going to suggest, Mary.
Okay.
You can still go and do your other thing that you want to do and just make phone calls. What I did when I did this exercise, I did this exercise early last year, and I'm going to do it again. I got on the phone and I just called people and I told them what I was doing and I asked them if they would help me out. And, you know, if you want to give them something, you can, you know, Mary, you might give each person that does this with you a CD or an MP3 of something that you've done as a thank you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I offered. I might have offered a 15-minute laser session. I don't remember what I offered. And with you, Barb, you could come up with something as a thank you. You could, you know, offer a free analysis, you know, do your diagnostic, your health care diagnostic, your copyright health care diagnostic, or if not that, then something else. You know, maybe they have a blog post that they want to have edited. You know, you can, whatever you feel, both of you feel, would be a nice thank you that clearly comes from your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And what you could do is record the phone calls so that you're not worried about taking meticulous notes. Do you have recording capacities, Barb?
No. I don't know if free conference call would work.
Free conference call would. So all you do is go to freeconferencing.com or freeconferencecall.com and get a free account. That's what I have. I've been using it ever since I've been in business. And record the calls. That's what I did. When I did this, I did it when I was doing a program with Brett Gregory a year or two ago, and I recorded all of it because it was just too much information.
Yeah.
And then I went back and I listened. Okay, guys, that's it on that. The other part of the home play is just to continue using your mindfulness bell. How is that going with both of you?
Good. I have expanded that so that it's a signal to do the mindfulness piece and asking my questions, but then also as a signal to get up and move and to drink a glass of water.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Now, I'm still in the process of implementing, but I decided that that could all be a signal at the same time.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Wow. Make me feel like a slacker because all I do is just stop and pay attention.
Well, that's what I've been doing up till this point, but I had some sort of inspiration that this could, well, reading a lot of stuff about we're sitting too much and not drinking enough water, and I, you know,
uh-huh.
So I said, well, I need a signal.
Okay. Okay.
How about you, Mary? What is it that any kind of question or feedback about these two exercises or your use of the mindfulness bell?
Well, the mindfulness bell is great that it brings me to the present moment and to stop and take a breath. The asking the question, where is my next thought coming from, is still, am I reaching for something, or is this really where my next thought is coming from? So that's still a work in progress.
Okay. Well, the key is for the two of you to continue to find whatever default exercise is going to help you get into that intuition receiving zone as quickly as possible. That's my only purpose in bringing that up for you.
Okay.
So I would still suggest that you practice that because it's very powerful when you find that moment where there's utter stillness and you're listening within. However, if there's another access trigger, then practice that one as well so that you get stronger and stronger on slowing down time and listening and being able to read, listen, feel within no matter what's going on in your outer world. That's what we're up to.
Okay.
That makes sense? Yeah. The last thing I want to point out to you is in the Facebook group, I just pointed it up again to the closer to the top of the page of all the different posts. just as a reminder of those questions that Bill Barron had offered, and I had given you my version of it, which is this create your five benefits below. Do you see that post that I just put up there?
Yes.
Yes.
So I put that up again so that you can keep coming back to that to help you keep remembering what is the benefit of your signature system steps. What building blocks, excuse me, what are the things that your system is offering as skills, as breakthroughs along the way when you work with them? So that's why I put that again and brought that again to your attention so that you can use that for anything, whether it's sending out another email to invite people to another strategy session, which I encourage you to do. And Barb, you can go back to that list as well as, you know, your notes from what I had said, so that when you put out this offer, that you're clearly giving them the benefits of why spending time with you will happen. What kind of benefits? Make sense?
Yes.
Great. Okay, ladies, that's it for tonight. Let's complete with you telling us what were the highlights of tonight's call.
Well, I think that we have a powerhouse of tools that we can use to serve our clients once we're organized in how we show up with our value.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Any other highlights that you got from tonight's call? Very true.
Well, I'm looking forward to having something in front of me that shows the structure that I use, not unconsciously, but it is kind of unconscious because this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good.
Great. And how about you, Barb? What were the highlights for you?
The challenge to go back to the moments when I feel a resistance and ask for the source, and to keep digging back in time to find those. And to go back to the May 2014 training for intuition skills.
Wonderful. Well, I'm excited for the two of you. You are out of the nest and out fluttering around.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yes.
All right, ladies.
Fly.
Yes. And if you do go ahead and get the books, then I will inscribe them personally to each of you individual messages so that you have a message from Sasha on your shelf there.
Ah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Love you both, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Take care.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.